Welcome to the Ways for Kids podcast. I am your host, Brandon Casey. And I have with me my special guest. Want to introduce yourself?
My name is CJ. CJ64, you know. Close fan of Brandon, so I'm glad to be here.
My name is The Cameron Terry. Add me at Instagram, Cameron Terry 2021.
That's a weak-ass introduction, but all right. Cameron, you going to talk your stuff?
You said what?
You ain't going to talk your stuff?
I mean...
Oh, let the people know what you are.
I'm that guy around here. I'm just going to let y'all know that. On the field, everywhere, basically.
Yeah, I feel it.
Got the most drip out of everybody known to man.
Don't believe that.
That's a lie. But anyways, let's keep it pushing.
Got some haters, but
we some truthers, you know.
All right. So have y'all checked out West Side Gun new album, Pray for Paris?
Bruh.
Yeah, bars.
For real. Fire.
What's your favorite song from there?
You know,
I forgot the third one. The third song on the list.
George Bando.
Bro, yes. Bro. You don't understand, bro. I thought it was just going to be, you know, just basically the new music, basically, bro. Yeah. He just start hitting it. It start going old school. And I'm like.
Boom bat.
We do. So it's like this. So we about to do this. All right. Mm-hmm.
Cameron, how you feel about the third song?
It was straight. I mean, it ain't there my favorite on the album. I got two that's my top two on the album.
What is it?
500 ounces in the one in the I say three. The two that Tyler had, the one where he was actually rapping and the one where he produced, and then 500 ounces was crazy.
I was with Freddie Gibbs and then Party with Pop Smoke.
Yeah, that beat. Oh, that. Yeah, that was legit.
It was. My favorite on there was George Bando and Allah Sent Me. That was like nothing but pure bars. Especially when Conway started it off for the second verse of George Bando. Cold. So it was like, do you remember like the favorite bars from there or no?
Mm-mm. I don't remember my favorite bars. I was just listening.
Just listening. I'm about to read a few of mine. I think not. But yeah. They definitely did snap on there.
Mm-hmm.
Griselda's definitely about to take over, in my opinion. Like, they definitely have that talent. Especially Conway, West Side Gun, like, it helped, like, make Griselda what it is today.
Yeah. They went to it. I mean,
all right. This is a verse from Conway. This is like the second, the third song from there. This man said, "If thou steal from Fly God, that's a sin. And then another rapping that's alive that can match my pen. Back again, Matt crack your man, stack a half of M. I was him way before you heard me on track with M."
Man.
It's the machine, nigga. Come on.
They was spitting, B.
That's not fair. This man's face is half paralyzed and still killing niggas.
Dang, bruh. Crazy.
No one else is crazy. TDE been dropping all this week.
Who dropping?
TDE. Everybody from Top Dog. You had Abso drop. He ain't dropping it's been years since he dropped. And then who else dropped? Yeah, Zakari. Then after that, it was Isaiah Rashad. Isaiah Rashad haven't dropped anything since 2016, I believe. And then today. It was Sir featuring WS Boogie. That song go hard too. I think I showed you those songs, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then later on tonight, it should be Reason, the new artist in TDE. If you ever checked him out before?
Nah.
I gotta check him out. He's dope. He was on the Black Panther album, if you ever checked that out before.
Oh, the one that had Kendrick on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I'm about to find that verse. I have a verse on this.
Hopefully we get a Kendrick music single this other week.
I'm sorry,
bro.
Yeah, they be going hard, bro.
Tyler said, I turned nothing into something. Skin glowing, my hair nappy. My health good, my mama good, my niggas too.
Yeah, I know, he killed it. He's supposed to be dropping something like recent. He put on his Twitter like he has something coming our way. He said just tell his fans to stay patient.
That's what Paris is gonna be praying for.
That's good to hear from him. He haven't like dropped anything lately. No futures, no nothing. It's good to hear it from him again.
I'm just glad we got see you talking about this last night. All the good rappers, you know, they don't really get listened to.
That's like true.
Because so many people nowadays want is all about the new rap. Like, it's not even rap in my opinion, bro. It's just junk.
Just pop.
Yeah, bro. Like, some of them can, but not a lot, bro. Except that people that actually like know how to rap don't get like put out there because people don't not really know what real rap is.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not trying to watch it.
But like, it's our job to bring more exposure to these people. It's the ones that do know how to rap, they need definitely like exposure big time.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a lot of these rappers, they don't produce or put out good quality content. They just put out a max amount of quantity of content and just be satisfied with it because it's on a billboard. And it's not going to stick for long. Like, it'll last for like a good few months and then everybody forget about it.
That's they will.
Good. I had mentioned, I was like, I brought up Ugly Guy. Like, he was popping like back in middle school, but like, nah, where is he at?
Right.
It's only that. It's only good music that sticks.
All that other bullshit. It's here today. I'm going tomorrow.
Hey, bro.
It's true.
It's true.
That really is true.
So, what do you think? What makes like a good quality content for our artists?
Good quality content. I'll say maybe childhood, you know?
Do you feel like an artist should, like, take, like, 1 or 2 years off just to create their music, or what's the maximum for you?
Yeah, so they...
1 or 2 years for sure.
I feel so, like, 1 or 2 years without a single, and then, like, 2 years, like, during that time span, they drop a single, you know, the whole, like, the promotional campaign for their next album or whatever, you feel like that's comparable? Or should they just, like, release a single here and now and then just to keep the fans satisfied?
They should take their time because explain about, you know, true culture inside the music so everything can just flow real well. So the fans, so us ourselves can feel what they're going to and can feel the emotion.
Right, right.
And just sit down and flow with the music, you know.
I say you take 1 to 2 years, drop a couple singles in there, some songs, get on some features of other people's songs, or be featured on other people's songs, and then take a lot of time to perfect your album, because you can see it all the time. When music is rushed, it does not come out good at all.
Exactly. Sure. But that statement... It depends on the artist, though, because DMX, he dropped 2 albums back-to-back in the exact same year. Both of those albums went platinum. So it depends, like, on the artist, but as in, if you want to start up in this game, just take your time, produce, like, good quality content, and it's going to stick. Like, you can't rush it like a lot of these artists do. Like, definitely don't want to rush good content. That's why I appreciate TDE, like, what Top Dog is doing. Like, he's allowing their artists to take as much time as possible to release something. Because Absol, it took him, like, what? He ain't dropped nothing since 2013, 2014, I believe. And this dude, like, dropped the best single out of all the TDE so far. Like, nothing but pure bars. Like, the switch up for the song and everything, the new single was cold. So it was definitely well worth the wait. So that's a great example of, like, of an artist taking his time to improve his craft and get his mindset right and do whatever it had to do to become a great artist, because he already was a great artist, because during that time period, they was comparing him like he's better than Kendrick. So now that debate's probably going to start up again, because he's about to be more consistent.
Yeah.
They had, what was it? It was a group. Was it Black Hippie, I think?
Yeah, Black Hippie. It was what? Schoolboy Q, Isaiah Rashad, Absol.
Yeah, K-Dot. They had that one song, Say What's Up.
Yep.
That song.
Man, that been, I was like 2013. That almost seemed like a long time ago.
What was the question? Something that makes... What was the question again? The
question was, like, what makes a good quality content? Like, art should take that long for 1 or 2 years to produce something good, or...
I think the production on a song in, like, an album has to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, to make it great, because now it's like production is like, yeah, and it pops up like you got a little baby and all that. But to make it great, you have to have good production.
Griselda has great production. That grimy beat, like that boom bap. I'm happy that's making a comeback too.
I feel like the rappers that know how to rap and take their time and drop that single, the first thing I listen to is that beat. That's when I know it's good or not. Because that beat, it'll hit different. Like, it'll go. And you just start like, whoa. And it keeps going and going. And I'd be like, yeah, I know this album about to be good. I know they like put their heart and their time into this album.
Who else dropping this week? I know one thing that's not like what makes like a good artist, like if they stay inconsistent with their like their releases and everything, like when you know you're supposed to release an album like around like say Playboi Carti, like, he's supposed to been drop. Yeah, like tweeting out to drink out Monday, and like people are like, expecting an album release at that time, and he's not getting it. That hurts your fan base a lot if you're being inconsistent with your window span, with your like dropping an album or a single, or if you drop a single and like it's completely trash, it's gonna get people not to really mess with your album because your new single after being gone for so long, it's like I'm back, I'm here, just pretty much like letting people know like it's time to listen to my album type shit, you know?
Yeah. I know where you're coming from, bro. Yeah, overall, the songs is good, man. I like them. I really did.
Yeah, Pray for Paris, in my opinion. Hey, West Side Gun said, it's not an album of the year, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a good album, for sure.
It really is. If that's going to be, if West Side Gun, because he's the first person to drop out of Griselda as like for this year, then you got Benny the Butcher's possibly going to drop an album. Then you got Conway possibly about to drop an album. And these two both killed their verses on the album. So it's about to be crazy when they drop. I can already tell.
Hopefully it blows up because a lot of these guys are always under the radar.
Griselda's definitely getting that recognition now. A lot of people want to work with him. Drake want to work with him now. So there's a lot of people that want to get under there, like work with him and everything. As you can see, West Side Gun had a lot of features on his album.
Yes, go features too.
How did y'all feel about Versace?
The song?
Yeah, the song.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That Jay Versace produced the beat. If you know, if you know who he is. Mm-hmm. You don't know who Jay Versace is? He's the he used to make like the skits and everything for Vines. He had like an afro.
Jay Versace.
Sound familiar.
He do sound familiar.
If y'all look him up, you'll see. Y'all know who he is if y'all seen like a picture of him. But he produced the beat and everything for Versace. That's like one of my favorite songs from the album.
Yeah, the production. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I looked up a picture. I know what you're about. That's crazy, though. I didn't think he'd ever become a producer.
A lot of people didn't think that. He'd been dropping like a lot of singles on his Twitter, like on SoundCloud and everything. I'll be keeping up with it. So I was surprised when he's gonna collab with West Side Gun. It's dope. It's rumored. I don't know if it's rumor, but I know West Side Gun said in an interview that they're going to work together in the future, possibly like an album together.
He needs to work more with that man, T.
T got his own thing. He probably do a little production here and there, like for real.
That man is 4 for 4.
Yes, he is. His growth in the industry, like, that's good to see.
He gonna keep growing too.
His story is crazy.
It really is, man. The crazy thing is, he ain't gonna stop growing up in the industry.
From Odd Future to Igor.
That's one thing I like about him. Like, he's not scared to step out of the box and try something new. A lot of artists are scared to try something new with their music. They were scared. They're scared.
That's why they
stuck. Right. It's scared they're going to lose that fan base. He don't care.
Because he cares about music.
Right. If you care about music, then a lot of people who like music is going to gravitate towards you. It's simple.
See, Cam, this is stuff we was talking about last night. If you care about music, you know, that's going to be number one to you. But some people are out here about the money and fame, you know. Some people actually care about the music.
Yeah. Tyler, the Creator, also has a huge fan base. Well, I wouldn't say as huge as some of the other people right now, but he has a pretty big fan
base. He has a huge fan base to open up a whole entire carnival. Not carnival, but a whole, what is it?
Carnival, a festival. Clothing.
A festival.
Everything. Camp Flog.
Yeah. That's why I like him, Frank Ocean, Kendrick, like all these artists, they produce, like they take their time and they really love music, especially
Kendrick.
Kendrick and Frank Ocean.
Yeah, both of them.
Frank Ocean used to write for Beyonce, a lot of these artists.
Yeah, he's on a song. He has a song with Jay-Z and Tyler. Biking.
Yep.
You see, Kendrick don't drop stuff like that, you know, because he cares. The music.
No. All right. Don't shoot me down. Don't shoot me.
Kendrick, hopefully he drops this year. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think he needs to. I've been thinking about if he doesn't get the drop in soon and J. Cole comes out with something, bro.
You know,
that debate's definitely about to get real serious.
You know, yes, I like Tyler, bro. Like, I like him, but the stuff he raps about, you know, at the same time is a little weird. But like, I like the way he raps. But like, cause like, some of his beats I can flow with, like the beat you was just talking about, Cam. Yeah, the dun 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 dun. Yeah, I like that. Like his beats. Yeah,
Igor. Well, all of Tyler the Creator's albums, none of them have ever been the same. The closest ones that have probably been the same are probably Bastard and Goblin. But besides that, I don't think any of his albums have ever been the same. Because Flower Boy sounds nothing like Igor. Igor, not that much like Cherry Bomb. Wolf is something different.
Like, because I always talk about Tyler talking about he's terrible and stuff. And you blast him all the time. But, like, I listen sometimes, and I'll be like, yeah, music is good, man. It's good.
And the stuff he talks about, like, when I play music, or play Tyler's music, sometimes I play Goblin and stuff. So he's talking about, like, some real, like, you know, core shit.
That's how it is, though. Like, when he dropped, like, Goblin, he was, like, all right, like, 18, 19. He was doing it just to get the shock value. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the older he got, he stopped talking less about it, but he improved, though, especially with his bars and everything, his production.
Oh, yeah. People sleep on his rapping skills.
People do.
He a pretty good rapper. Not
well, my
he is a good rapper.
What were you gonna say, Brandon?
All my favorite songs, like he just barred out on. So, it was from, I believe. Hold on, let me look it up and see. It was from Wolf.
What? Rusty?
Nah. It was with. It's a song with him and Earl Sweatshirt. I forgot the name of it.
I think it's Rusty.
It probably is. I forgot the name of it, but he was like barring it out.
Yeah.
I think it's Rusty. I'm not for sure. I have to
find because it. Like, dun, it's like,
I think I saved it on my Instagram. But whatever, I forgot the song is. But people sleep on him because they don't really pay attention to him. They used to pay attention to his like his antics and stuff that he used to do when he's like 19, 20 years old. People still go by off of him when he's like in his now. He's in his 30s now. He doesn't do none of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
He's taking it more serious, and he's still Tyler at the end of the day. But
he cares about still, music.
He's still about his music and his business.
Now I gotta. Who would you take, Tyler the Creator or Big Sean?
That's two different artists.
Yeah. Different formats too, you know. You can compare.
You can't really compare them to. Big Sean is supposed to drop Detroit too. I'm looking forward to that. He ain't dropped to what? The last time he dropped was like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looking forward to that. He has a song with Nipsey also on there too.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you think is the best upcoming artist so far right now?
I gotta say DaBaby. Like new upcoming DaBaby.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
My opinion is Baby King.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I really like Denzel Curry. I don't know if you would call him up.
He's not up. He's been in the game for years. He used to play part of the underground rap scene in Florida. He's been around for years. It's not really up and coming.
IDK. He's a goat.
That's true. He's definitely slept on.
Yes, very slept on. That, have you heard his Is He Real album?
No, yeah, I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's legit. It's legit.
I heard a few songs by him. I was like, he's nice. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's the end right here.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's just the first episode of Ways for Kids. Mm. I am your host, Brandon Casey. Until then, peace out.
See you, boys.